And that's the music that always opens our conversations with theater critic J. Wynn Russick. It's nice to see you again, Judy.
Nice to be here, Rob.
So we're talking today about a very interesting adaptation of the Roald Dahl classic children's story, Matilda. They've turned it into a musical. And, I mean, that always raises questions about how well that translation has happened. But was the story Matilda a logical choice? And the author's, I mean, he's a complex storyteller. Was it a good choice for a musical?
Well, there are precedents for Roald Dahl musicals. Charlie and the Chocolate Factory was made into a musical. I reviewed it when it was at the Hippodrome this past season. Roald Dahl also co-wrote the screenplay for the musical movie Chitty Chitty Bang Bang, which was turned into a stage musical.
Who can forget?
Matilda, though, is his most popular book. So maybe it was just a matter of time until Matilda the musical came along. It was commissioned by the Royal Shakespeare Company, and they hired a British playwright and screenwriter, Dennis Kelly, to do the script. It's his first musical. He's a playwright known for dark subject matter, so that was fitting. The score is an even farther reach. It's by an Australian musician and comedian named Tim Minchin. Dahl's children's books, as you know, Rob, are pretty scary. Mm-hmm. But there's stylistic precedent on Broadway for spooky, fantastic musicals. The Addams Family was made into a musical. Beetlejuice, just this past season. Both of those shows include young people who fall under the sway of unstable adults, shall we say.
Yes.
And that's one of Roald Dahl's primary themes. The kids in his books, especially Matilda, stand up to evil, nasty adults, and they tend to find an adult who understands them. Matilda's parents don't even try to understand her. They're these self-absorbed television addicts. They are mystified about why their little girl wastes her time reading books. Matilda, though, finds an ally in her very first teacher, Miss Honey. Miss Honey calls Matilda a miracle. And Matilda is. She's a self-taught bookworm. Before her classmates have even learned the alphabet, have even learned their ABCs, Matilda has read Charles Dickens. Unfortunately, the school's headmistress, Miss Trunchbull, is even more of a Philistine than Matilda's parents, and she's malicious on top of that. So there's lots of angst to sing about in a musical.
Yeah. Does the musical stick pretty closely to the book, to the storyline?
There are actually a number of interesting changes. Matilda's mother is now a competitive ballroom dancer, and Matilda's unexpected birth is a real disappointment to her because it interrupts her dancing career. Her father is disappointed because the new baby is a girl. He insists on calling her Boy. There's a new character. This is a more significant change. A very kindly librarian who befriends Matilda and figures into the biggest plot change. Matilda is now a storyteller, and she makes up stories, and she regales the librarian with them. The story she tells in the show is a cliffhanger. It's about an escape artist and his wife, an acrobat. And this story turns out to be a really nifty addition to the script. It has a great twist at the end. And the story also, besides being one of the best new elements, it's very true to the spirit of Roald Dahl.
Mm-hmm. And there are children in the cast, I assume?
Oh, yes, yes. Many children many, shall we say, varied results. The director of the original production, the Royal Shakespeare Company production, has said that they considered it doing with all adults playing all the children's roles. Instead, what happens is that adult actors play the older children, all the younger children's roles, except Matilda. All the others are double cast. The cast that I saw it only was very energetic. There were times when maybe because of their enthusiasm, I couldn't get some of their lyrics. This becomes a more serious difficulty with Emiko Dunn, who plays Matilda. She's an adorable 10-year-old. This is not her first professional role, but there's a directorial problem. The director is Peter Flynn, and he needs to slow her down. Her words come out too fast, particularly when she's speaking. I brought one of the songs that's sung by the children. Again, there are some adults playing some of the older children. This number has really cute staging. It's sung during recess, and two of the kids are using sliding boards that are back of the set. Some of them are playing leapfrog during the song. But it's also a kind of empowerment song, because they sing about staying up late and eating lots of sweets when they grow up, but they also sing about being smart and being brave.
And I will wake up when the sun comes up, and I will watch cartoons until my eyes go square, and I won't care, cause I'll be all grown up when I grow up. When I grow up, when I grow up.
That was When I Grow Up from Olney Theatre Center's production of Matilda. You called Roald Dahl's children's book scary, Judy. Is the show and this production in particular also kind of scary?
Rob, I actually overheard someone in the audience at intermission say, "This is scary." And the scary tone starts at the very beginning. There are these ominous musical chords played. The set is pretty bright. It's a brightly colored children's library, but as soon as the show starts, there's this foreboding lighting change. The way Matilda's parents treat her is rather frightening. She's not only misunderstood, she's unwanted, but her parents are more dismissive than they are mean. The scariest character is Miss Trunchbull, the headmistress, and she is truly mean. She despises children. Her philosophy is, to teach the child, we must first break the child. She calls them maggots, and she disciplines them by imprisoning them in a cupboard that is lined with broken glass and sharp nails. Anyone who read the book would be familiar with this. It's called a chokey. Since the musical debuted at the Royal Shakespeare Company, Miss Trunchbull has always been played by a man in drag, and it only... The role is played by Tom Story. I think this casting is partly due to the way Roald Dahl described Miss Trunchbull, and she's supposed to have competed in the Olympics in hammer throwing, which was an exclusively male event when the book came out. Tom Story plays her more as loony than anything else. There's a number, The Smell of Rebellion, where she goes so far off the tracks, one of the kids actually says, "She's mad." And Tom's story really makes her as tightly wound as her hairstyle, which is pinned into a very tight little bun. Even Matilda's teacher, Miss Honey, is scared of Miss Trunchbull. Felicia Curry plays Miss Honey, and this is the best performance in the production. Felicia Curry really gets across Miss Honey's sweetness and her timidity, and we see her come into her own in the course of the show. I brought a song where Miss Honey wants to advocate for Matilda, but she just can't work up the nerve.
And what sort of teacher would I be if I let this little girl fall? I can see this little girl needs somebody strong.
Listening to Felicia Curry and Matilda at Olney Theatre Center. So, is this a memorable performance? And for that matter, is the show itself a memorable night at the theater?
Well, the score is definitely catchy. There are some songs that have an appropriate kind of nursery feel. They also capture the sense of these frenzied children and adults. To me, the score didn't have a cohesive sound, so not memorable in that sense. I was really eager to see Matilda. It won as many British Olivier Awards, the London version of the Tonys, as Hamilton went on to win 6 years later. In this country, the Tonys weren't nearly as generous to Matilda, and I think they were right. I found this production more frustrating than satisfying.
Yeah. Roald Dahl's Matilda continues in an extended run at Olney Theater Center now through July 28th. We'll have information about the show on our website at wypr.org/midday. So next week, Judy, Tom will be back in the host chair, and you and he will be talking about...
The Contemporary American Theater Festival in Shepherdstown, West Virginia, 29th season.
Great, great. We'll look forward to that. Bye, Judy.
Bye-bye.
That's it for us today. Coming up tomorrow, it's the Midday News Wrap with guest host Nathan Sterner and his guests. We hope you'll join us for that. Lunch for our guests and staff today was provided by Eddie's of Roland Park, presenting outdoor movie nights this summer, including Wallace and Gromit on July 17th and 18th, and Jaws on July 24th and 25th. Stay tuned for Here and Now, coming up right after the NPR newscast at the top of the hour. I'm Rob Sivak, in for Tom Hall. Thanks for listening. Have a great day.
You're listening to Your Public Radio, 88.1 WYPR.